But we realize that before he can join the church, he also needs to be baptized. So according to our book of order, this is what baptism is. Baptism doesn't save you. It doesn't save you. If baptism saved you, we'd just go out with water hoses all day long and sprinkle people, right? That's not, and that would be odd. So it doesn't save you. But what does it do? It's a symbol. It's a sign and a seal of God's covenant promises. And as the water comes down, it is as if the Holy Spirit is filling an individual. It's a symbolic of that. Our book of church order says this about baptism. Baptism is a sacrament of the New Testament. We only have two sacraments in the Protestant church, baptism and the Lord's Supper, wherein Christ hath ordained the washing with water in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, to be a sign and a seal of ingrafting into himself of remission of sins by his blood, the regeneration by his Spirit, of adoption and resurrection into everlasting life, and whereby the parties baptized are solemnly admitted into the visible church and enter into an open and professed engagement to be a holy and to be holy and only the Lord's. It's a public symbol saying, I am the Lord's, and I bear the seal of the Trinity upon my head, and that cannot be taken away from me. So it's a precious, visible sermon. So we're blessed to be able to baptize Grayson today and then have Grayson and the others come into church membership. So Grayson, if you would come forward. You would just stand right there. Come a little closer. I'm shorter than you are. We're blessed. We're blessed. Grayson, one of the things you may or may not know about Grayson, Grayson came to faith with the ministry of Christ Reformed Church. This is a fulfillment of the key purpose statement we gave earlier. We're making disciples, and we're maturing disciples, and we're mobilizing disciples. And Grayson has already proven himself to be a faithful young man. It's just truly been a blessing to us in so many, many ways. So, Grayson, we're thrilled to have you join the church, and we're thrilled to have you be baptized today. So let's pray. Lord, I do pray blessings upon Grayson and upon his whole family and upon the church family. We thank you for the hope and the encouragement this brings to us as we see a young man come to faith and come to maturity and to be willing to make a public profession of his faith in front of others. So I pray that he would remember this day. I pray that we would all remember this day, and that we would reflect upon our own baptisms, and that we would seek to fulfill all the wonders and all the vision that you would give us, and that we would walk in the ways of the Lord, and that we would see that baptism come true in our own lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. What's your full name?
Grayson Perry Taylor.
Grayson Perry Taylor. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. God, now take this sign, take this seal of the Trinity that Grayson bears on his head, and let it be a light to the nations, and let people come to him, and let him lead them to the Lord, and let him grow in grace. And if you bless him one day with a family, bring up those covenant children and grandchildren after him, and let this be the beginning of something new and wonderful that will be a blessing to all. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Congratulations, Grayson.
Thank you.